This is 16-9, the podcast. I'm Dave Haynes. 16-9 has been online for more than a decade now, writing about and filtering the BS in the digital signage industry. Now it's also a podcast, a chance to talk to smart people doing interesting things in this business. You can listen to episodes online, grab it from iTunes or Google Play, or use your favorite podcast app to grab the RSS feed. 16-9 is sponsored and supported by ScreenFeed, the digital signage content store. Using PowerPoint for digital signage is a concept that makes a lot of industry veterans roll their eyes and groan. But a Belgian company called Presentation Point is not doing that kind of signage via PowerPoint. The company has add-on software tools that show up right inside the user experience of the presentation software that's now being used by millions of businesses globally. What's interesting to me is that Presentation Point was doing live data presentations, particularly for airports, years and years before much of the signage industry started to pay attention to data-driven content. I spoke to CEO Kurt DuPont about the roots of his product, how it works, and how data is being used as set-it-and-forget-it content for all kinds of digital signage projects these days. So Kurt, tell me about the company.
Hi Dave. So the company is Presentation Point. We are based in Belgium. Small company. We started in 1998, and we are still active on the market for digital signage and much more, but that we will experience later on, I guess.
And would you say you're a digital signage software company first, or that's something that you've grown into?
That's what we've grown into. As the company background is basically airport industry. So we were working at airports where you have database with flight information, etc. And as well, at an airport, you have to display that information to the audience, the passengers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have flight information screens, you have screens at the gates, at the check-ins, etc. So you're displaying real-time information. And that's where we started with DataPoint, the first product of Presentation Point, the company, where we display live database information in a presentation. That's how it started, basically as a data provider for presentations. And later on, we moved into the digital signage world. Mm-hmm. As we also have to plan and schedule the playlists for playback, etc. But it initially started with the links from the presentation to data sources.
So in a lot of ways, really the first iterations of digital signage in many cases were those FIS displays at airports. And in a funny way, what you were doing is really what the buzz is all about these days in digital signage, about the idea of using live mm-hmm. data. And it's kind of like you were doing that 20 years ago.
Yes, indeed. So we started that at airports and we wanted to use PowerPoint. So we use PowerPoint as the presentation tool. And that's the difference with all those digital signage companies or software vendors. They have their own digital signage presentation editor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And where we are using the PowerPoint engine basically as for the user interface to set up the presentations that most people already have in a static form. And we have add-ons for PowerPoint where we can connect the presentations to an Excel file, a text file, or a database, and that sort of kind of information.
Yeah, and that's why I was really interested in speaking with you, because when most people in the digital signage business hear about end users using PowerPoint as their main kind of graphics engine, they just roll their eyes and they're horrified by that, because you have people who are just using the templates that come with PowerPoint, and it just doesn't look very good. But this is not that at all. And can you kind of explain how the add-ons work and how integrated they are within PowerPoint, and I guess to a larger degree within the Office suite?
Yeah, okay, sure. And it's true about PowerPoint. I see many presentations where you just see the white background and black text boxes on top of it, and that's the presentation. But you can create very professional-looking, custom-designed presentations, very powerful, etc. And basically, to be honest, if you add a nice image to the background, you already have a nice starting point for your slide. Yeah, and then you have to use some text boxes in an interesting form, etc. So how DataPoint integrates with PowerPoint is that first of all, you install DataPoint on your PowerPoint machine and you will see a new item in the PowerPoint ribbon for DataPoint. Yeah. And then you open the DataPoint ribbon in PowerPoint and you will see a list connections button. And there all the bus starts. You start creating a connection to, for instance, your Microsoft SQL Server. So you make a connection, you enter the server name, the username, the database, password, etc. And then you have your connection. You get, in the next step, you get a list of all the tables that you have at the database, a list of queries that you have defined, etc. And you pick one. So for instance, if you are talking about airports, you will see a table arrivals and a table departures. So you pick the table departures, for instance. So that's setting up the connection to your database. And when that is done, you can start using tables and text boxes mostly on a slide, and you can link that text box dynamically to a cell and a row, a column of that database selections that you have set up. So basically, you have the data provider in PowerPoint, which collects the information from the SQL server into the memory of the computer. Yeah? And then you have the text box, which is linked to a specific cell, and data point is then copying dynamically the information from the data set into the text box in real time.
So the net result is you've got, it's that whole idea of set it and forget it?
Yes, indeed. So once it's linked, and you can link a couple of slides in a few minutes or half an hour, let's say, and your presentation is completely dynamic. So you open your PowerPoint for the first time, and all the information on it, which is dynamically linked before, is now updated with the latest information. And if you just run the slideshow by hitting the F5 key, it will update continuously on your screen. So you don't have to stop the slideshow to edit the information on the slideshow. No, you just leave the slideshow running on the screen and you edit the information and the databases. That's the ID.
So as long as the location of the data remains the same, nothing changes about that. This can just run in perpetuity.
Yes, that's true.
It's what you describe sounds a little technical, perhaps a little complicated to some people.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, or is it something that pretty much anybody can do as long as they, you know, have some instructions as to where to find the stuff?
Yeah, we have a lot of manuals and articles on the website. But it's very easy, in fact.
I would imagine one of the big challenges with PowerPoint and doing this sort of thing is not so much with the technical side. And the reason that PowerPoint is a problem in digital signage in a lot of cases is not really the presentation layer or anything else. It's the simple fact that no graphic design skills are being used.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And basically, with PowerPoint, you have a lot of companies selling templates, nice professional-looking templates that you can start using on your slideshow. Mm-hmm. That's also a big advantage of using PowerPoint for your digital signage world and presentations.
So are you always working within PowerPoint when you're using your tool set?
No. Let's say this. Other digital signage companies can use PowerPoint. Probably they are using the PowerPoint free viewer to display a static PowerPoint presentation in the playlist.
Uh-huh.
We have the same thing, but we are not running the PowerPoint free viewer. We are using the real PowerPoint engine, the real PowerPoint program with our add-ons to get the dynamic information. But in our digital signage solution, which is called iPoint, you can also create playlists with PowerPoint presentations and images and videos, etc. So that's a mix that you can use in the playlist. But most of our customers will be using PowerPoint.
And to understand your product offer, when I looked on your website, there's about 10 different products or add-ons.
Mm-hmm.
Can you kind of explain what they all are? Because I got a little disoriented by it all.
Yeah, there are a few listed on there. But basically, we have DataPoint, which is the PowerPoint add-on to display dynamic information from databases. So that's one, that's the PowerPoint add-on. The second important product is iPoint, which is our digital signage solution where you have a server, a scheduler application to create a playlist, and a player component to play back the playlist. Yeah, that's the iPoint product. And then in DataPoint, for instance, you have a connection to a weather data provider. You have a connection to an RSS feed. You have a connection to a database or an Excel file, etc. Yeah? And we have in our product range, the dynamic elements, as we call it, we have, for instance, an add-on, which is called Dynamic News. It's a very small program, very easy to use, cheap, and you can connect to an RSS feed to display live information from the newspaper. So that explains why we have a few more products on our website, because we are offering mini data point add-ons on the website for simple usage.
And the benefit of using data as opposed to, let's say, the more traditional ways of using digital designer software is this whole idea that you can set up the data points once and then the system is just going to populate itself?
Yeah, indeed. So that's very easy to update the information. If you have an announcement in a school or a factory, you just update your Excel file or your database. You can schedule the information easily for your messages and that kind of stuff. So that's why it's very interesting to populate or to put data, dynamic data, on your slides.
Do you have to make any compromises in terms of the presentation layer, so to speak, of a digital sign using your platform because you're relying primarily on the PowerPoint presentation engine? Can you run HD video, for example, or HTML5?
Yeah, HTML5 is a problem in PowerPoint, that's true. But the video is absolutely not a problem in PowerPoint. Yeah, and in the iPoint playlist, you can even have a full screen PowerPoint slideshow that's running, and you can place on top of that, in the right corner, for instance, another video component, which is displaying in a separate layer the video.
Okay, so there's no real compromises that you're having to make other than, you know, arguably HTML5. But if you're getting dynamic data from somewhere else, maybe that doesn't terribly matter. So you mentioned that you have a lot of clients and you've been doing this for a long time. Can you give me a rundown of the sort of clients that you have and who you're servicing and how you service them?
So we are selling the software on the website, and I can say that we are mostly dealing with do-it-yourself customers. So someone probably of the IT department is looking for a solution to display information in a factory, etc. So they start Googling on the internet and they arrive at our website. That's how most of our customers are finding our solutions, I guess. Mm-hmm. We have several thousands of customers worldwide, including the U.S. Air Force, for instance. We have other companies like IBM, Philips, DHL, Microsoft even is using the information, the licenses. We have Boeing, we have Airbus, we have Coca-Cola, etc. But as I said at the beginning, we have digital signage solutions for our customers, but they can also use data points for delivering statistical presentations with data points. Because you have the dynamic information in the PowerPoint, it can also be used to generate snapshot presentations that can be sent out to the colleagues or the management on weekly reporting, etc.
Okay, so they would be, these PowerPoints would be set up, these mm-hmm. slides would be set up, and they would be querying some sort of a database and getting the latest numbers.
Yes.
And doing dynamic charting based on that?
Mm-hmm, true. So, and then you just create a snapshot presentation that you can send out by email to your customers, etc. That's the other side of displaying the real-time information on the slideshow. So you can just send out the PowerPoint. That's also a big use for the companies that are using DataPoint.
So I would imagine one of the big attractions to somebody like an IT guy who's doing desktop support across an enterprise, that the idea that they can just layer in an add-on to software that the user base already knows is attractive as hell, as opposed to installing something they don't know and they've got to teach and support.
Yes, yeah, that's the big advantage. They can still use PowerPoint, and once the text box is linked, they don't have to remember how it was linked. It's still linked to the database, and it's displaying the number of orders that we sold last week, etc. So that kind of information is still visible in real time on the slideshow.
Can you give me some use case examples? I know I read something on your website about hospitals that were using this and using it in interesting ways. And how is it being used in let's say industrial environments like factories or warehouses, that kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm. I think for hospitals, that's mainly wayfinding, where you direct people to a given area of the building, etc. For factories, etc., we see often that it's used for displaying KPIs in PowerPoint. So you have KPIs in your company displaying how many goods that you have produced yesterday, how many orders that you sold for the next week, etc. So those are KPIs that you can display in factories to motivate people and personnel. And you can also set up teams and monitor their performance and display this as a game on a screen. So just to motivate people to work harder and do better than the other team.
And is, just to go back to how all that works, if you know how to create a PowerPoint slide and a chart within PowerPoint, you now have a tool that would get you to the data that you're trying to use for that chart, and then you're done?
Yes. So basically for a chart, you just play, you insert a chart on your slide, a pie chart or a bar chart or whatsoever, you choose the type. And what DataPoint is doing is it's copying the information from the given SQL Server select statement or query, and it's copying the results of the data into the chart data sheet. So that's what DataPoint is doing, and you see live updates of the bars, etc., on the chart.
Huh. And is can it be animated at all, or is it static images?
No, it can be animated because it's moving on in real time. You can even have a dashboard where you have a needle which is changing in direction, etc. So that can all be linked dynamically based on the data that you have in the database.
Hmm, okay. What about external data? Can you work with stuff that is being pulled off of a web server somewhere?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have mostly what you use for this type of connection is a XML connection or JSON or OData that you can use. Yeah. So you can connect to a web service and you can log on and get the results of a given URL. So you get the results back and then you can display this. For instance, a weather API is a good example. You can connect to the weather API and you can get back the information in JSON format or the XML format, and then you can display that information on your slide.
Is there any concern in the case of using external data that if the web connection drops or there's latency of some kind that you get mm-hmm. the equivalent of a 404 error on the screen, or is it just to
no.
use the data it has?
Yeah. The crucial part is the startup phase. So when you start up the presentation, it makes the connection to the external data sources. And of course, then if you then get the information back from the remote servers, then you have the information locally in memory of the computer. And you can continue to display that information on your screen. Yeah? In the background, DataPoint will refresh the information, it will go back to the external data server. And in case of a 404 that the service is down or whatsoever, it will not get back the new information, but can still data point can still display the old information on the screen. That's also a risk, of course, but it's better to display the latest information than
sure.
when you have no connection.
There's a bunch of costs involved in putting this podcast together, so I'm very grateful for the support this podcast will get from our new and sole sponsor, ScreenFeed. Here's founder and CEO, Jeremy Gavin.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Gavin, CEO of ScreenFeed, the digital signage content store. As content people, we love great content, and we think Dave's doing a great job with this 69 podcast, which is why we've offered to sponsor it. If you'd like to see the content that we create on a daily basis, head over to screenfeed.com and check it out. Let us know if we can help you in any project you're working on. And do me a favor, if you don't find what you're looking for, shoot me an email at jeremy@screenfeed.com. I'm always interested in new ways we can help. Now, back to the podcast.
One of the things that's talked a lot about now in signage, particularly on the advertising side, but I think it'll grow into all aspects of it, is
mm-hmm.
it's kind of this idea of programmatic content that you're using real-time data to display on a screen, but that data can also trigger other pieces of content, shape what content appears. So
mm-hmm.
if the data is telling you something is happening, show this instead of that. Are you at that point with this product as well?
Yeah, we can. So you can, for instance, set up a slide if you have an emergency in a building or whatsoever, a fire or whatsoever. You can set up a slide and you can hide that slide from the running slideshow if there is no information returned from the data source. So if you have no insert of data in the alert table of your SQL Server or Oracle database, mm-hmm. then that slide is not visible in the slideshow. It's only as if new information is inserted that it's showing up in the slideshow. And furthermore, you can create rules and conditions on values of a text box. So for instance, if something is happening, you are passing a threshold of 100 as a value, for instance, you can turn the color from green to red, for instance. So that's something that you can do with data, dynamic data on the slide.
Hmm. So this is light years away from what maybe people have thought about when PowerPoint is used for digital signage, that it's just a set of slides and they play one after another in repeat mode and we're done here.
Mm-hmm, true.
It sounds quite a bit more sophisticated.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you can create nice dashboards on one slide. So maybe you can display the current weather or the temperature. You can display a RSS feed. You can display an image of the RSS feeds, and then you can display some messages. You can welcome people, etc. That can be combined on multiple slides after each other in the slideshow, or you can create a nice dashboard where you have tiles that you display the different parts of information.
Okay. So let's talk about the commercial side of this. How do I, as an end user, buy this? What am I buying? Is it a subscription or am I buying a perpetual license?
It's just a license. You can go to our website, you can sign up, and then you can download all the software and trial it for 15 days for free. So that's how it starts. You can play around with this. You can make your first connection. You can display real-time information on your screen, etc. And then you can decide to buy a license. And that's not a subscription. That's a one-time license that you buy. You get free support and you get bug fixes. So it's more, you can compare it to Microsoft Office. You get a service pack once in a while and you get free updates.
Okay. And is the license tied to a player or to the desktop?
It's linked on the player. So basically you count the number of displays that you have.
Okay. So if I've got 500 players that are feeding 1,000 screens, I'm buying 500 licenses.
Yes, that's true.
And what about support?
That's included. So our philosophy is that we have a lot of do-it-yourself customers, and our philosophy is that if you have a problem, give it to us, we will solve this, and we will improve the product for the other customers.
And if you have a larger client who says, we've got a number of systems that we want to integrate into this, do you have a services side of the business that will kind of go in and look at the APIs and pull it all together for them?
Yeah, we can do some custom development and custom work on projects on this. But mostly, I mean, databases are standardized. You have Microsoft SQL Server, you have the Oracle, you have Informix, etc. And if that does not fit to your database that you are using, you still have ODBC links, etc. So there is always a possibility to connect to any data source that you might be using.
Is working with data a lot easier than it was when you first started this company?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, really?
Because database hasn't much changed. It's still a collection of rows and columns. It's still the same as 20 years back. The only thing that came up recently is, for instance, a connection to Facebook. So with DataPoint, you can display the number of likes that you have on a given Facebook page. So you can promote your Facebook page at a bakery, for instance, and you can promote that page that people like your page, etc. So you display that information in real time. So that's added, like Twitter, RSS feeds, weather information. So that's more open, but that's not really a database. That's an API that you can use to get information. But based on idea, if your question was for the database, then nothing much has changed over the years.
And when you get to the social media side, I gather the problem with Facebook and particularly Twitter is they become a bit of a moving target in terms of how you work with that data, and they change things on kind of on the fly.
Yeah, that's something that can happen. You have to react as fast as possible on that.
So do you sell directly to customers or are you working through channel partners?
We have channel partners worldwide, but of course we have the direct communication with the end users as well.
And if end users buy your product through your online store, that's direct to you?
Yes, that is.
Is that a growing part of the business?
That's a growing part, and we are still investing in Google AdWords to drive traffic to the website, etc.
Is there a perception challenge with end users? Because if they've done any research on digital signage, they've probably gone to conferences or read things that said, for God's sakes, don't just use PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm. That's maybe something that you might hear. But we often see people coming to us saying that the other systems are too complex. Yeah. So sometimes they have to update the information on the slides, etc. And it's they always compare this information or the update to what they are used to do in PowerPoint. Mm-hmm. And that's sometimes where they get lost on the other digital signage, which they call complex, and they come to us. That's seen very often.
Is there a difference in working with clients in Europe and the Middle East versus North America?
No, I don't think so. I must say that most of our customers are from the USA and Canada.
Huh, okay.
I would say that 60% of the customers are located in the North America.
And you're in Belgium. You're not in one of the main cities, right? You're in a smaller center?
No. Yeah, indeed.
Is it a challenge at all to find technology, to find software developers and so on?
No, we have good developers here in Belgium. That's no problem.
How large is your company?
We have 4 people.
Oh, okay. So you're quite small.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed.
You can fit them in one room.
Yes, indeed. But that's the advantage of us, that we can deliver cheap software because we don't have to develop the presentation tool. We are using PowerPoint, which is already on the market for several years, and which is the world's leading presentation tool. And we are just focusing on the data connectivity to the databases.
So let's talk about, you've referenced pricing a couple times. When you say cheap, what does it cost for a license, and how would that compare with what you would pay for a digital signage application?
That depends, of course, with what digital signage solution that you're comparing.
Sure.
Our base price for a digital signage player is $400.
Okay.
Yeah? So that's $400. It's a one-time fee that you can use for years, maybe 5 years, let's say. So that's the one-time cost. That's very affordable, I would say.
And if there are the equivalent of service packs, what would that cost you?
That's for free, the service packs.
Oh, okay.
They are for free. It's just when we would release a new major version, then you would have to buy a upgrade.
Oh, okay.
But that's not happening every year. So, and you can still use the old version if you're satisfied with the functionality.
Right. And what languages do you support?
The languages of the user interface is always in English.
Oh, okay. So purely in English.
Mm-hmm. No.
And that doesn't present a challenge at all?
No, because mostly the people that are using DataPoint and iPoint are technical people. So they understand English, etc. And what language that you use on the slides, etc., is not related to the programming interface that you are using when you are setting up the data connections, etc. So you can perfectly have a French slideshow by texts in French and still use the data point, which is invisible for the viewer of the slideshow.
Right. And would you say most of your customer base comes from the IT side, comes from technical people as opposed to marketing people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Okay. So what's coming up for your company? What's going to happen over the next year, couple of years in terms of what you're doing and how the market is evolving?
Yeah, probably we will be adding more data providers to our DataPoint product, and then more like the APIs, like for financing and weather information, etc. So that's probably the work that we have to do in the next upcoming versions.
Is that driven by the client base? That's what they're saying they need?
Yes, indeed. We see some requests coming in from the customers, and then we decide on what to develop next.
And how closely do you pay attention to what Microsoft is doing? Does PowerPoint evolve very much? It's been something that's been around for, 20, 25 years?
25, indeed. Yeah. I would say that the last 10 years, there is not much changing in PowerPoint. It's a little bit getting better, but the connectivity for data, etc., is not implemented in PowerPoint. It's still, let's say, more on the same presentation engine as before.
Which is good news for you, I would imagine, because mm-hmm. they need your add-on. It's not going to be something you can just get from PowerPoint.
Yeah, that's true.
And is PowerPoint itself stable as an application that's just going to run and run and run?
Yes, definitely. That can run continuously for days. That's no problem.
Do you have device management with your player software?
You mean device management on what?
So you put your player software on mm-hmm. a PC out in the field. Do you know it's running? Everything's good. It's
yes, 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 yes. That's mm-hmm. In the iPoint solution, we have three components. So you have the server, which is just storing the information in case of a computer restart, etc. You have the player component, which is playing back the playlist, and you have a scheduler application, which you are using as the digital signage administrator. And you see live thumbnails of what's displayed on the remote PCs. So you see a new PC connected to the system. You can add a playlist to that player, and you will see live thumbnails of what's displayed on the screen. So if you get a black screen, you can immediately react to that and correct the mistake in the playlist, for instance.
Okay. And is that product, the EyePoint product, is that sold differently from the PowerPoint plugin, the add-on?
Mm-hmm. It's different. Well, we mostly sell this in, this license is that you use a EyePoint player license for each player device. Yeah. And you as a designer, you are setting up the data point presentation. So there you have a data point license for your workstation only. So the designers are using a data point license while the EyePoint player license is covering the data point runtime license. So you don't have to add both license costs to the player. You just design the presentations in your office and you use a data point license and then you play back the information on a EyePoint player and you get the data point functionality for free. You see?
Okay. So do they work hand in glove? Like, could I use data point and then use someone else's or the existing digital signage CMS that I already have installed all over the place?
If they are using the full PowerPoint, then you can use the data point. And that's maybe the problem because most of the other digital signage solutions are using the free PowerPoint viewer, which is not supporting add-ons. That's the problem.
Okay. No. All right. So if I'm using EyePoint, like I pay $400 for data point.
Mm-hmm.
And what am I paying to use EyePoint?
Yeah, it's $400 for the EyePoint solution, and it's $300 for the data point.
Ah, all right.
So if you have five, let's say you have in your digital signage network, you have five TVs, you have five players, you have to buy five EyePoint player licenses and at least one data point license for your designer.
Okay. And that one data point license could feed thousands of devices in
yes.
theory.
Indeed.
You're paying $400 per player.
Yes.
In perpetuity. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
And also what you can see or what we often see is small companies just using DataPoint. So they don't have a digital signage network. They don't have remote distribution of the presentations, etc. They just design the presentation and they just start up the slideshow on the local machine.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't need the digital signage solution. They just need the DataPoint for the dynamic information.
Right. So this is the kind of disintermediation that I'm starting to see in the marketplace mm-hmm. where really if you poke away at the customer as to what they really need, a full digital signage suite, as great as it is overkill for their requirements.
Yes, especially for a smaller local bakery or a shop, a retail shop, indeed.
And if they're already working in PowerPoint, they just add this in and they're done.
Yes. Yes, they can now start displaying live information from the weather service or a clock, live clock, or an RSS feed. That's the easiest way to get some dynamic information or animation on your slideshow or television.
Interesting. All right, Kurt, thank you very much for your time.
Okay, you're welcome.
That's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed listening and that you learned something. If you want to stay on top of what's happening and actually matters in digital signage, join thousands of readers who visit 16.9, that's 16-9.net, every day. 16.9 the blog and now the podcast are both properties of Vertical Media Consulting Group, the massive media empire I run out of a spare bedroom in my house near Toronto. Thanks to our podcast sponsor, ScreenFeed, and thank you for listening. I'm Dave Haynes.